Blog Talk Radio.
It's February 25th, the Roman Show live on the airwaves as we welcome the World Series of Fighting, Tyler Stinson, who fights Josh Berkman at WSOF number 9 in Las Vegas, and live on NBC Sports, and indie superstar Luke Hawks, who just recently trained with YouTube sensation and powerlifting great CT Fletcher. This plus much more. Also, we got great news, great information. You want to tune in the rest of the show, and we will be announcing the winners of those who have won a World Series of Fighting poster in just a few seconds. Follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show, hashtag Roman Show.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster, go.
Retro,
go.
Vital,
go. Fire.
Guidance,
guidance, go.
Surgeon,
go. Blade,
calm.
We're the flight.
GNC,
we're go.
Telling you,
go.
Control,
go.
Seizure,
go.
Go.
FAO,
we are go.
Network,
go.
Recovering,
go.
Capcom,
we're go. Fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Welcome, everyone, to The Roman Show. It's February 25th. It's a special edition as we are on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. But we'll be back next Wednesday, so don't worry about that. You can schedule that on your calendar at the same time. Just the same day that we really are on Hump Day, February. We're going to be in March, actually. That'll be next Wednesday. And we have a good lineup already being set up for that. We will keep you tuned as far as we are scheduled to have. Very honored. We'll be right back as we welcome Tyler Stinson on The Roman Show. And we're excited because this month is WrestleMania season. What does that mean? Well, a strong lineup as we get ready for the big show. Also, we want to hear your opinion, your comments on the WWE Network. What do you think? Is it great? Is it awesome? Have you purchased it? Will you purchase it? We want to hear it. Call in line 714-868-0222.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, later in March, March 29th, actually, in Las Vegas, the World Series of Fighting returns to action. And it will be airing live on NBC Sports with a phenomenal fight card, including two title fights. But another fight will be making headlines, and that's Tyler Stinson versus Josh Berkman. And we have right now Tyler on the phone. Tyler, thanks very much for joining us on The Roman Show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Tyler, well, let's talk about this fight. You're obviously fighting Josh Berkman. You're coming off a victory against De Araujo right here in South Florida. And Josh Berkman is coming off a loss against the champion right now, Steve Carl. Tell me about this fight against Berkman and what can we expect from you?
Well, he's coming off a loss. Steve got him for the belt. And, I don't know, man. I'm looking at it just kind of like another fight, like I usually do. Berkman, he's been around longer than I have. You know, he was kind of a name, a big name when I first started 8 years ago. So I remember seeing him on Sure Dog, you know, looking up and finding the guy named Josh Berkman, and his nickname was the Goat, and I thought that was pretty weird. And but that's cool, you know. That's cool. I get to fight a guy that I've, you know, been watching for a lot of years. So nothing else really changes. Just gonna go out there and look to perform and to finish.
Would you say, Tyler, that when you're looking him up on Sure Dog, did you look at him as a form of a role model or someone you looked up to?
No, looked at the future opponent. You know, anybody that I've ever seen. You know, and I when I started fighting, I was 185. So I would any middleweight out there, I would look at those people as a possible opponent. You know, there were certain guys where I did look at them as role models. You know, like St. Pierre. You know, but also maybe someday an opponent. You know, it's. I think you do yourselves a lot of disservice if you make heroes in a sport where you have to fight people. You know, I'm not shooting hoops against the guy. You know, this guy's wanting to kill me. I don't need to, you know, have him be my hero, my idol. You know, I need him to be my enemy.
Now, with this loss of Berkman, obviously he came in, he had a pretty lengthy winning streak and he lost it to the title holder right now. Do you think that leaves a dent on him, and it's something you could capitalize on?
What was that?
Do you believe that you can capitalize on Berkman's loss, since he's coming off a loss and now he's facing you?
Yeah, he's a pro. I don't think that'll factor into it as much. We're both at the points in our careers where I think we have to win. So, especially coming off a loss, you know, I don't really see it playing into anything, unless I let it, you know. That's the whole thing. If I run my game plan, it won't matter what goes on. You know, I'll kill him.
You've been following him for some time now. Like he stated, we know that his wrestling is good. Anything in particular that you have seen that he has improved on throughout the years?
He's good everywhere. You know, he's really good in all the aspects of the game. There's at this level, that's what the competition is almost every time. It's a guy who's good at everything. You know, I think I'm a better striker. I think I hit harder. That's a definite. You know, I have the heavier hands. You know, I'll put you to sleep a lot quicker than he will. Just like every fight, I'm going to take advantage of my hand speed and hand power and try to put him on his backside and go home with the W.
Well, a victory, obviously, against Berkman will get you closer to a title shot currently held by Steve Carl. And on that same night, Carl will defend his title against Rosemar Paul Harris, who was released by the UFC for controversial reasons. Your thoughts on this fight coming up, which I'm sure you'll be keeping a close eye on.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm, looking at both of those guys. Me and Steve are buddies. We fought before. I got to get him one back for that one back in Bellator. But I think Steve's got one. Really all that guy has, you just can't let him grab your leg, you know. You can't let him get a hold of you. You gotta punch him in the face. And Steve can do that. You know, I think he'll take.
And what about Paul Harris when he was signed with the World Series of Fighting? He was let go with the UFC. There was a lot of controversy about this guy that he wasn't that much of a, what you would say, a fighter that really didn't follow the rules at times. But what are your thoughts on this guy, on Rosemar Paul Harris?
Yeah, everybody, says he's dirty. When you hang on to submission you know, especially knee lock or, you know, any sort of leg lock, foot lock, you know. You know when the guy's tapping, and then on the flip side of the coin, it is in the moment of battle, but how many times can you do it and say, oh, I didn't know, you know, I'm sorry. You know, he's hurting people, so, you know, I didn't have any problem with him getting released, and I think it was a good pickup for us, you know, because he's a good fighter. You know, he just, you know, needs to, I don't know, lay off the TRT or whatever's making him just fucking rage out.
And now you've had your fair share of fighting in different promotions. How would you say the World Series of Fighting has been treating you lately and its fighters itself?
Oh, they're great. Like I said in a few interviews when I first signed with them, that was one of the things with Justin Gaethje, you know, my teammate. He's obviously already been with them, and he didn't have a single, you know, he couldn't think of a bad thing that they had done to him, even, you know, like a mistake. You know, they treat him very, very well. So, you know, they do that with all their guys. You know, they take care of us, and it's nice to feel, you know, that you know, after, you know, they told us, don't worry about getting cut, don't worry, you know, we're not to the point where we're cutting anybody yet. You know, and just don't do anything stupid, go out there, fight your ass off, and, you know, you'll fight again in a few months.
And lastly, I got to ask you, you started back in 2006. Tell us about the evolve of MMA and your thoughts on it. And what are the good and what are the bad side of it?
I mean, with anything that gains popularity as quick as MMA did, you know, which was awesome. I mean, it got me in the sport because, you know, I watched the first season of Ultimate Fighter. And it got me wanting to do it, you know. So the popularity of it was awesome, great for the sport. But, you know, to me, the biggest downfall of that is with the sport getting so popular, so many people think that they're fighters. Or, you know, and they don't train, they don't, you know, they give fighting a bad name because they go out and they, you know, they got a tap-out shirt, tap-out hat, you know, Affliction jeans on, and they're going out, you know, at the bars, telling everybody that they're a fighter, fighting everybody, getting their ass kicked, putting a bad name on the sport. That's really the only bad thing I've seen since I've started. But, you know, from being on, you know, nothing but pay-per-view, and now, you know, MMA's on Fox and NBC Sports and all these different, you know, Spike TV, you know, the sports just, it's continuing to grow, and it's just pretty cool to be a part of it.
Gotcha. Well, Tyler, I want to thank you so very much for your time. And you're right about that. Everybody does want to be a fighter. Everyone's wearing all the tap-out shirts and so forth. But it takes more than just to wear something and show up to a bar and claim that you're a fighter.
Everybody's a tough guy, and everybody wants to arm wrestle.
But it takes more than that.
They find out you're a fighter, and they want to arm wrestle you. You're like, what does that have to do with anything, man?
And Tyler, you know, we've all heard stories of fighters that have gone through a struggle and challenges, you know, where sometimes they would just eat out of cans, you know, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Have you yourself had fighters some challenges in your career?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, you know, there's been times where, you know, I get a good paycheck from a fight, and, you know, I'd be living like a king for about a week, and then, you know, sometimes it was I'd have to go, you know, to McDonald's in the morning and buy 3 hamburgers, and that would be my food for the entire day. And I did that for a few months. You know, there's been times where I was just flat broke and almost, you know, living out of my car at some point. You know, I was just fortunate enough to have, you know, and be able to meet the great people in my life that had just, you know, with the bad, all that bad shit, man, and then just all these good people come from it, you know, everybody's that has helped me out and helped me get to where I'm at.
Well, Tyler, thank you.
It's all part of the journey, man.
And it is part of the journey, and obviously it's going well for you now that you're signed with the World Series of Fighting. You debuted at the World Series of Fighting 8 over here in South Florida, and you had a great outcome. So
Good luck in this coming fight, March 29th. Watch Tyler versus Josh Berkman. Should be a good one. March 29th, Las Vegas. Watch it live on NBC Sports. World Series of Fighting number 9. Thanks, Tyler.
Check it out. Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC. Keep watching The Roman Show.
Which will be in live on the sports. And I'd like to welcome now on the other end, all the way from South Carolina, Joel the reporter. Joel, what's going on, man?
All right, folks, we're back on the Roman Show, and hopefully everyone's enjoying themselves after that great interview with Tyler Stinson, who will be fighting at the World Series of Fighting March 29th. On NBC Sports. Joining me right now on the other end, Joel the reporter. What's going on, Joe?
Man, Roman, not bad. I mean, the temperature kind of surely kind of warming up now, but got to move on with wrestling.
Yes, sir. But we'll talk some pro wrestling. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on in the entertainment world. But briefly want to mention that we did put out on social media the winner of the posters that we're giving out of the World Series of Fighting. And we're going to announce the name right now. And hopefully we get up a little drum roll here, please. I hope. Our audio board guy is a little sleeping right now. We'll go with the air siren for now. If it works. Sometimes people are asleep. But, okay, so the winner, we have Jeremy Montgomery. So, Jeremy, congratulations to you, man. You'll be getting a World Series of Fighting number 9 poster. They'll be sending it out to you. We'll get your information. Just look for a message on your social media. And we have plenty of them, so make sure that you use the hashtag RomanShow, and we will randomly choose a winner. We're also going to announce another winner. And that is none other than Jay Santana. So, Jay, if you are listening, Jay Santana, you too have won a free poster courtesy of a World Series of Fighting, the Roman Show. We will be sending that thing out to you shortly. So, Jay Santana and Jerome Montgomery, you two guys have won 2 free posters of the World Series of Fighting. So good stuff there. We're giving away some goodies on the Roman Show. We have Luke Hawk from just a little bit. Joe, the reporter, just to briefly like to talk about some MMA before we get started, as the UFC Fight Pass now is getting ready to launch the stream. So no more freebies, guys. It starts off this Saturday with an event in China, UFC Fight Night. And it starts March 1st. The main card starts at 8 a.m. So you're going to have to be up. That's the Ultimate Fighting China finale, which starts again. The main card is at 8 a.m., but the prelims start at 6:15. So if you want to see some Asians, some of the great Asian fighters, you can check them out on this fight card. As you have John Hathaway and Dong Hyung Kim main eventing the fight card. And then you have the Ultimate Fighter China welterweight tourney finals. You're going to have them there in the co-main event. Matt Mitrione's also there versus Sean Jordan. Nam Pham versus Van Lee. Hatsuyuki and Ivan Minjavar are also on that card. So make sure that you watch that. It's going to be a good one. You're going to see some talent that you possibly have probably never seen or never heard of, but trust me, these guys bring it. Plus, it's in the morning, Joe. You know how cool that is? You get to see you wake up with MMA. You can't go wrong with that. You really can't.
No, you're not. It's like on Saturday, waking up and ready to watch your Saturday cartoons.
Yes. Instead of that, though, you'll be watching some MMA. It's cartoons for grown-ups. Well, not really.
Yes.
You get the concept. You kind of get the concept there. All right, folks, in just a little bit, we will be getting a phone call of our good friend, none other than Trevin Adams, Evolve. He'll be letting us know a little bit about what's going on and what happened at Dragon's Gate this weekend. They had a great show in New York. We had Chris Hero in action, Trent Barretta in action, Johnny Gargano in action, so much more going on. And, of course, next week we'll be welcoming someone from Shine to let us know about their upcoming event. Scheduled this week, actually. It's the 28th. But Trevin will let us know as far as the exact. To let everyone know that I mentioned earlier today, look out for an interview, not an interview, but an article on the Orlando Sentinel where I was interviewed in regards to my opinion about mixed martial arts, the mixed martial arts community in Florida, and if the UFC event in Orlando will be, well, packed. I hope so, Joe. I've said it on the show numerous times. I challenge everyone who listens on the program to get off your computers, get off your butts, leave your couches, leave your wherever the heck you're sitting. Just leave and go out to Orlando and watch a great show. And you know one thing that really got to me, Joe, while this interview was going on? And I have to be honest, I hate to be interviewed. I really just think I'm lousy, I'm bad. But, you know, as a journalist, I hate to give opinions, but sometimes you just have to. And, you know, when I was getting interviewed by this reporter, she had mentioned to me that she had been to one event. And it so happens that that event was not an event that left a good impression on her. Which leaves a dent on a fan, because if I'm a first-time fan, okay, put it this way. If you take me out on a date, Joe, which you're not, but let's say you're to take me on a date and I'm a girl, and you take me to McDonald's, automatically I'm not going to have a good perception of you. However, if you take me on a date and you take me to, I don't know, a very, very, very expensive restaurant like Prime 112 down here in Miami Beach, then, you know, not to say the money's a thing, Joe. I'm not after cash, Joe. But, well, the point is here, you're getting a different perception. You're it's a hypothetical reasoning here. But
yeah,
you're getting the point ahead. You know what? This is a good thing. You know, you're taking me to Prime 112. You're not taking me to McDonald's. Same thing with this young lady. She went to her first MMA show, and it was just not a good MMA show. And there are several shows out there, several promoters, and I have nothing against them. You know, they want to make money. They got to make a buck, and I respect that. But, unfortunately, some of the shows that they put together are not the best. And they're mediocre. They are. I'm just going to be honest. They are. Is it ruining the business? No, it's not ruining the business. It's not ruining the sport. Because fighters need to fight. And whether they fight in a backyard, whether they fight in a lousy venue, the point is, they get to fight. It's something that they have a desire, they have a passion, and they train nonstop for it.
Yeah.
They need a place to allow them to display their skills, to display their what they've been
working at.
Their craft. But then again, when you go to a place and you really don't get a good preview or a good feel, a good taste of it, then you kind of, your taste buds kind of go, ugh, I'm not going there again. And that is the same perception that I got from this young lady. Now, I personally, myself, invited her to go to UFC, and I said, listen, if you don't like it, then just stop talking about it. You know, just don't. But I guarantee you, I promise you, that when you go to the UFC, you will have a different opinion about mixed martial arts, because you were not given a good bite out of that steak. You know, they left you savoring for more, for something better. You know, not a McDonald's Angus burger. You know, not an Angus burger from McDonald's. This is from a world-class restaurant, and it's the UFC. And just like World Series of Fighting, these guys are going to give you a good show. So and during this time, and when I was talking to her, you know, there's a lot of fans on here in mixed martial arts, but unfortunately, some of them have never been to one. Some say it's money. Some say they just don't. They'd rather watch it at home because they're at home. But there is no excuse, guys. UFC is coming. They got a great fight card. Please, everyone, I've already set the challenge up here. Go! Find a way. You still have a month, almost 2 months to go. You got plenty of time to go out there. I'm sure the UFC will probably even have some promotional giveaways. We'll try to work with them as well. But go. Represent Florida MMA. Stop the yapping on social media and get your butts out there to the Amway Center in Orlando. Represent mixed martial arts. Let's show the world how much we have compassion, love, support for mixed martial arts because, frankly, Joe, Florida is a haven for fighting. It's a haven for combat sports. Muhammad Ali trained here, for God's sake, in Miami Beach. And Florida is a home of several different camps. MMA Masters, Black Zillions, American Top Team. The list goes on and on from top to bottom.
I mean,
so when
you
read that article, I'm hoping that everyone out there understands how important it is for us to go there because we failed, and I'm saying we, and I'm because we did fail when the UFC came in 2012 and failed to go to what it is now, the PB&T Center where the Florida Panthers play, where they had a good fight card, and they found excuses of why they didn't go. But look, for those who didn't go, you missed out on watching a future champion and a great champion, actually, and that's Demetrius Johnson. You didn't see it. Why? Because you were stuck at home on social media, yapping away. So when this article comes out, we'll post it online, share it with the world, and I'd like to get your opinion. All right, moving forward. As we are waiting, anticipating the call of Trevin. Ronda Rousey defeated her opponent, Sarah McMahon. I look like an idiot. I really thought that Sarah McMahon was going to bring something different to the table. However, there's still calls. It was an early stoppage. Not it is what it is. Ronda Rousey won. Not to find out who she fights next and when she will fight. Because it seems it's going to be a little time there. She's going to take some time off from some movies. Daniel Cormier, Pat Cummins. Daniel destroyed Pat Cummins. Destroyed Pat Cummins.
Wow.
The hype. Hey, they got you to see. That was the whole point of it. But regardless, he destroyed him. Let's see who he got next. Also coming up now, we got to mention the Ultimate Fighter, China. That's going to be on Saturday, and also we got Bellator coming up this week as well. That's going to be on Spike TV, February 29th, with the main event, where Quinn Jackson versus Christian Fumbo for the light heavyweight tournament semifinal. You got King Mo versus Macaulay Zayat. So you got a great fight card there, 28th February, 9 p.m. Eastern time. By the way, speaking of Bellator, they just signed Flamenco to a contract. And speaking about signing, the UFC signed Gilbert Melendez. This after Bjorn Rebney had gone out and stated that they were after him. But it turned out that no, he ended up staying with the UFC. And I am glad because Gilbert Melendez is great talent and it's been announced now that he will be fighting Anthony Pettis for the title. And also will be part of an Ultimate Fighter reality show, so they both will be coaches. We just don't know which one. Tomorrow there's a press conference. We will try to ask if both of these gentlemen will be part of the Ultimate Fighter Latin America, which there is an article I'm currently writing on. You can look forward to that. Also, moving forward with more news here on the Roman Show, and there is a lot of stuff here. Abu Dhabi will be getting UFC Fight Night 39, which takes place April 11th. And that's going to be streaming on UFC Fight Pass. And the main event is Roy Nelson versus Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira and Clay Guida in the co-main event versus Tatsuya Karaji. So make sure to tune in and watch that on Fight Pass. As again, it goes live on March 1st, so no more freebies, guys. That's it. I hope you enjoyed it. Now the true fans will stay there and watch it. All right, we're going to welcome in now in just a few seconds as we're going to switch gears and talk some pro wrestling. Trevin Adams, Evolve, Dragon's Gate. Trevin, what's going on? You guys had a wonderful, wonderful weekend over there in New York. A quick brief of what happened.
How are you doing, my friend?
Awesome, Trevin.
Well, thank you, as usual, for having me. I appreciate it. I'm enjoying the weekend's plague, as I like to joke, you know, being up north and not getting a lot of rest. I shouldn't be surprised if I came back sick, but hopefully I didn't make anybody sick at the shows.
Well, what's going on with Trent Barreto? We were waiting as far as he didn't know he was going to wrestle the next day. Johnny Gargano, you wanted to wrestle him. What exactly happened? What let us know for those who missed it, and obviously they could always see it on the WWN live.com website where they can see all the streaming out there.
Sure, no problem. We'll start with Trent. So Saturday's event was called Dragon Gate USA Presents Revolt, and Trent was in the main event, and he wrestled Johnny Gargano for the Open the Freedom Gate Championship, and I'm going to tell you right now, they had a hell of a match, And, you know, though Trent came up a little short, I think Trent showed yet again that he's the guy having some of the best matches, if not the best matches, on the independents. And I know you're a big fan of Chris Hero. Well,
yes.
The following evening at Dragon Gate USA Presents Way of the Ronin from Brooklyn, New York, it just so happens Chris Hero won the Evolve Championship, which I'll talk about in a second. But afterwards, you have to hear it. The promo that Trent Barreta cut on Hero, and you know he made his intentions known that he's coming for Hero and you know, everything Hero stands for. And I mean, it was phenomenal. And just the crowd in Brooklyn, let me tell you right now, on Sunday, they're just nuts. I think every time we come there, they're nuts. But to hear Trent and Chris and have him come out there right after the title win, it was a sight to behold, I'll put it that way.
So we understand Trent mentioned to us that he's going to be fighting wrestling Hero during the WrestleMania weekend.
Well, exactly, and he made it mentioned. He made it clear that that's who he was coming for. The issue actually really started back at Evolve 25 in Tampa back in January. And what happened was Chris Hero, you know, he'd come out and he wrestled a hell of a match against Ricochet, and you know he after the match he kind of listed, you know, here are the folks that you know that he thinks have kind of come up on the indies. And who's really tearing it up right now. And he put, you know, name after name after name. He didn't mention Trent. And so, you know, Trent came right out, made it clear, hey, you know, I think you forgot a name. And that kind of began it. And the two had a little bit of banter back and forth throughout that weekend. And it just kind of continued to grow with, you know, Trent now aligning with Anthony Nese as part of the Premier Athlete brand. They also picked up Caleb Conley, who's a pretty kick butt indie wrestler that, you know, if you guys don't know yet, you should be looking up. Does a lot of good work out of North Carolina and some other places in the country. And you know, they all joined together, and so again, Hero wins the title, the crowd, I thought there was gonna be a riot if he didn't win. I don't exaggerate, like I said, you gotta see this crowd to believe them. And then boom, you know, the things Trent had to say, he made it very personal. So I think when we look towards the events and, you know, whether it's Evolve 28 or which event those two meet at WrestleMania weekend, it's very clear that, you know, it's going to be a personal issue.
And speaking of that WrestleMania weekend event, before we let you go, Trevin, where can people find that information, ticket information? Because I'm sure it's going to be a sellout.
Oh, yeah, I'm DGUSA.tv. It has all the events that are known as the WWN Live Experience that'll be WrestleMania weekend. They're all listed there. In fact, you caught me. You know, I have Shine stuff ready to plug. I have, you know, I have all the results from this weekend, and then of course you go and hit me with the one thing. I don't have all the dates in front of me. I want to say it was the Thursday of that week, because we're actually going to start the events on Thursday, which is kind of the exciting part. So, you know, the weekend can never start early enough, and there's really not a lot else going on Thursday. Here we go. I got my cheat sheet. So yeah, Evolve 28 will be Thursday night at 8 o'clock, New Orleans. The venue is the McAllister Auditorium at Tulane University. All these all these details again are on DGUSA.tv. But then from there, Dragon Gate's going to have shows the evening of the 4th and the evening of the 5th. And I know quite a few folks who, no knock on the WWE Hall of Fame. I'm actually personally a fan of that ceremony, but I know quite a few people who choose to go to Dragon Gate at the same time instead because, you know, it's one of those things. Seeing it live is just, there's nothing like it. I mean, you know, independent wrestling in general is much, much better experience being there in person. And that's not just hype when I say it. I mean, you can be a part of the show. And I'll come back to that in a second because, I'll come back to it now. What the hell? So when I say you can be a part of the show, you got to check out this video, Roman, on the I'll send you a link, and you can even post it if you want, that Gabe Sapolsky put up from his book at Cam. So the main event of Sunday's show, Way of the Ronin in Brooklyn, was Johnny Gargano against Roderick Strong. And a guy named Rich Swann came out during the match and told Johnny, you got nowhere to run. He had the entire crowd get up and surround the ring. And I don't exaggerate this. Literally the entire crowd of the place rushed the ring, surrounded it. And I've never seen an atmosphere like that in a show in my entire life. And I had no clue it was going to happen, so I'm sitting there having a heart attack. I'm like, you know, am I supposed to get these people seated? Because that's not going to happen. You know, that's the kind of thing that you can watch it on, you know, YouTube. You can watch it on WWNLive.com. But had you been there, you know what I mean? You can only live it. And I think
it's one of those things.
Like that, yes, weekend.
Yeah, it's one of those things you have to experience it live. And for those guys out there and girls who are going to the WrestleMania event, please take some time, go to a Dragon's Gate show. Trust me, you are going to be satisfied. It's just nonstop action from top to bottom. I had the opportunity of seeing it live myself. And if you can go, no worries, you can catch it on the site. And they're streaming great stuff there all the time. At the WWNLive.com, where you can watch some of the great events that they have. Now, we got Shine events coming up soon, right?
Absolutely. So this Friday, I mean, it's funny because it's like no sooner do we get back from New York, it's, you know, it's right in our face, but in a good way. So this Friday, 9 o'clock at the Orpheum in Ybor City, Shine Wrestling presents Shine 17. And like you mentioned, you had Ibelisse on a couple weeks ago. She talked about her huge first defense against Mercedes Martinez. Holy crap. You know, if you see these two ladies, I wouldn't mess with either one of them. And you know, I don't mean that to imply I'd mess with some of the other folks on the roster, but neither one of them. You know, like I see them in the locker room. I have respect for everybody, but I have respect for them. And I think the two of them are going to tear it up, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere near them. But from there, you know, the big story of the night is going to be the first Shine Wrestling Tag Team Champions are going to be crowned, and there's a whole tournament. All the information on ShineWrestling.com. I think it's going to be really neat, and you know, this is one of those types of promotions that really highlights the fact that you know these ladies can wrestle. And as I've said before, though, sure, there's some good-looking women and the such. That's not what it's about. It's about women who can wrestle. And I think you'll get your money's worth. I mean, tickets start at $15, man. You know, how can you turn that down?
You can't go wrong with that. And again, if you're not in Florida and you can't make it, remember, you can always watch it live on WWNLive.com for a very affordable price, streaming in HD. Last, I want to give a special thanks to you guys because we gave away a DVD last week to Yaxel Mumbuka. So congratulations to him. And perhaps next week we can give away something as well, Trevor.
Yeah, you know what? I'll even go one further and just say it now. Why don't we give away a Shine calendar next week?
Sweet. I'm sure a lot of fans are going to want that. Shine calendar.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll grab it. I'll grab it while I'm there Friday. But all together, man, let me tell you, you know, the world we live in, you know, when it comes to, I was listening before I dialed in, obviously, and you were talking again about telling folks to get their butts out there and, you know, support what they love. And, you know, I got to reiterate it. And even if you do need to sit at home, you know, the trick is, like with a UFC, you know, if you're putting your money where your mouth is, you are supporting it. You know, same with professional wrestling. If you love professional wrestling, go to the shows or buy the shows. And like you brought up, being able to stream it in HD in your living room, you know, I mean, it's huge. And let me tell you, you know, we have people that, I think there's a lot of folks that just forget, again, this is a mom-and-pop organization, right? It really is. And, I mean, we were up half the night editing the Saturday event, making sure the video on demand was ready for the next day because we didn't want to, We didn't want to stream it on Saturday because we just didn't have a good enough internet connection. We didn't want to give people a poor product. But literally, sleep was sacrificed, and the next day's event didn't shift. You know, I mean, you just get no rest. You get up and you go at it again. And you know, I was personally involved there. We put up a little press conference thing. I was involved in editing that and getting that up in time. And you know, everybody's working their butts off to deliver the best product they can. And of course, it's a competitive market, but you know, hopefully the fans appreciate that. You know, from the wrestlers to the production staff, everybody, you know, everybody's just working their hardest. And I think this past weekend shows, man. You know, let me say it again. I dare say both shows, and of course, you know, you could look at me and say, oh, well, yeah, you'd say that, but it's the truth. I mean, they were awesome to be at. You know, Revolt on Saturday, Way of the Ronin on Sunday. I mean, just top to bottom, both had great cards. We had surprise debuts. You have to. I'll send you a link again. You have to see Yosuke Santa Maria, the one wrestler from Dragon Gate who ended up coming on short notice when Shima ended up being injured, as was Ryo Saito. And this guy I've never seen anything like him. I'll put it that way. And like I said, I'll send you his video. But you know, there's just so many people that had standout performances. Let a lot of guys who haven't had a chance in Dragon Gate get a chance in front of what's probably one of the hardest audiences to wrestle in front of. So, again, I'd say WNLive.com. Check them out. You can Google results. I don't think you're going to find a bad review. If you do, I'll be pretty impressed. And I feel just as confident about Friday's Shine 17. I think the tag title tournament's going to deliver. We're going to have tag team champions coming out of it. And as you already mentioned, next week you will definitely have a guest from Shine here to you know talk all about it.
Well, do tell. Thanks so very much. Congrats. And you heard it. Shine calendar next week. You'll watch the Shine show on WWNLive.com this Friday, February 28th. You can catch any past shows from Dragon's Gate USA or Shine on that same website, streamed in HD, WWNLive.com. Thanks, Trevin.
Yeah, thank you. I'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
We'll do. Right, thank you. Have a good night. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Yo, high five.
Yo. Hey, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, are you monkey? You're listening to the Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Indeed it is, and indeed it is a good thing that you're listening to the Roman Show. And on the line, we move forward as we welcome in Luke Hawks. Good friend of ours here in the show, second time today. How's it going, Luke, my man?
I'm good, man. What's happening? How y'all doing?
Pretty good. We can't complain down here. And as we're getting ready to welcome you to Florida, I know you'll be in town next month, and you'll also be returning in May for the CWF event. We'll be talking about that soon.
Yeah, I'll be in town next week.
Next week? Yes, sir. You'll be there in town, or you have an action. And then in May for CWF as well.
See.
So you got a lot of action here in Florida, but we'll talk about that a little later. Let's talk about Extreme Rising March 1st, Rich Ortiz. What can we expect from you, man?
Well, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me go outside. I'm at Wildcat. We're training. These mofos are loud, bumping around in this ring. So I saw walking to the other side of the building would free up some sound for me, but not. Let me get outside. Hold on.
No worry, Luke.
No worries.
You got a match on March 1st, Extreme Rising versus Rich Ortiz. What can people expect from this? And this is happening again March 1st.
Yeah, you can expect an ass whooping. Well, Rich Ortiz could expect one anyway, so that's what's going to happen. And who knows what else, you know. I might do my thing. I heard Shane Douglas is going to be there, so I might have to put his ass in place too.
So, Luke, what happened with that? Because Shane Douglas had an affiliation with the Extreme Rising. Now someone else took over. Is he affiliated? What's the situation
well,
there?
Well, they booked him as a talent. And I said this before. I said, look, when they started back up, I said, and they asked me if I was going to go back, I said the only way I would go back is if they paid me the money they owed me. And at the same time, they would have to, you know, Shane Douglas would have to be nowhere involved as far as in the office goes. You know, I said I don't give a shit if they use him as talent. That doesn't concern me. That's you know, bookers and the owners. That's their problem because that's a whole another ballgame. That's something I don't have to deal with. But I'll be damned if I go somewhere where Shane Douglas has anything to do with being in charge, because I honestly believe that he knows nothing about wrestling. He knows nothing about the concept of what's going on today, who's hot, who's not, you know, storylines, who's top talent. He just doesn't follow wrestling at all. He's there to get a payday. He's there, you know, he's totally stuck in the 80s. He still thinks that he's the heavyweight champion of the world. He doesn't realize that he's, you know, over 100 pounds overweight, and he just can't go like he used to. None of that even goes through his brain. It's crazy how, you know, you can be so blind to something so obvious.
But wasn't he one of the founders of Extreme Rising? And then
he was. He was. There was five. Yeah, there was five guys. But the truth be told, you know, the only guys that were actually putting in work at the time were Kevin Kleinrock and Steve O'Neil, more Steve O'Neil, because Cody Michaels did his part too back then. But, you know, when it came down to promoting, and, you know, Steve O'Neil was the only guy in Philly. Steve O'Neil was the guy who was staying up all night, going out, putting out flyers, and, you know, going here, going there, and, you know, returning emails and doing this and that, taking phone calls. That was all Steve O'Neil. So, you know, Shane was just basically being the glorified, quote-unquote, owner and the head honcho when he wasn't. You know, he was just a guy whose name was on the ownership sheet. There wouldn't be no difference than, you know, like George Foreman having a Foreman Grill, except it's a multi-million-dollar company. You know, like George Foreman didn't invent the Foreman Grill. Somebody else came up with the concept, and they just wanted to give it to Foreman and say it was his deal, so to have him sell it, you know? That's what they did with Extreme Rising. Yeah, exactly.
So do you think now that things are a lot different, Extreme Rising is going on a better path than when it was?
I can tell you from what they've done already, it is. You know, I don't know what their plans are with Shane Douglas and why they would even book him as talent. I can't tell you that, but I can tell you that, I mean, last show ran so much more smoothly without that guy there. It was a night and day difference.
Yeah, I remember the first show they had a big issue with, I think, with streaming, and then it went down for some time.
Yeah,
I do remember that as well. So, well, we want to wish you good luck when it comes to that match coming up March 1st. And I'm sure that's going to be streamed as well. And you can look them up on Facebook, Extreme Rising. Now, I have to bug you. Again, we're going to talk about Florida and all of that stuff. But C.T. Fletcher, man, how the heck did you make that happen? You came out with C.T. Fletcher. You got your big effing arms T-shirt.
Huge,
And this dude is serious.
C.T.'s the man.
And where did it happen?
Well, we went out to Metroflex and shot with him out there at Metroflex to this gym out in the Long Beach, California. CT actually used to wrestle a little bit back in the early 90s, and he was a big wrestling fan, him and his son. He liked to go to wrestling events. He's a huge wrestling fan. So, you know, I got some friends that work out at Metroflex. I work out at Metroflex whenever I go to L.A. So if I'm in SoCal, I go to Metroflex. So, you know, we just set it up, and with him being a big wrestling fan and everything, we got in contact with each other. Well, actually, I got in contact with him. And then I was supposed to go out for a show that ended up getting canceled. And when I originally contacted him, I was like, hey, I'm coming out there for a show. You know, I'd like to do something with you. And he was all about it because he's like, oh, yeah, I'm a big fan, blah, blah, blah. You know, we started talking. And then the show got canceled. And he started hitting me up a lot, and he was like, Luke, we got to get together, man. We got to do this video. What, you know, you need to get your ass out of here. When we going to do this? When we going to do this? So thank God I had some things coming up out there that I just went and did last week. I had a seminar out there. I had a couple meetings, and then I went down to Mexico to wrestle on tour down there. So and then we hooked up while we were out there. So.
And tell me about training with this guy, because for those who have not seen Fletcher, who don't know who he is, I invite you to
I can tell you he's
him.
Definitely YouTube him. YouTube him, and he is an ass kicker. He knows what he's doing, and I mean, he has some of the largest arms I've ever seen in my life. And he put me through some workouts that I've never done before, which was, you know, great for me because I get stuck in, you know, doing my own little workouts. A lot of people do. You get used to just doing the same thing. So to go out there and work out with somebody like that really pushed me past my breaking point. You know, and like I won't say I've never been, but it's been a long time. You know, when I got really physically, like, couldn't pick up another weight, and this is what that guy pushed me, how hard he pushed me that day, which was great for me. It gave me more material for when I came back home and, you know, incorporated my workouts.
No, the guy is intense, and again, if you don't know who C.T. Fletcher is, go on YouTube, C.T. Fletcher, you would be intense, and check out the video with Luke. Now, you weren't there with the Hulk was there, right? Because I just saw that.
I know Hulk, though. Hulk's actually from New Orleans as well. He lives in Texas now, but Hulk used to work out at the same gym as me down here until he moved to Texas. That dude's a beast, too.
Hulk is a big dude, huge, humongous. It's the latest video they got out there with C.T. Fletcher working on.
Yeah, we're not talking about Hulk Hogan.
No, Hulk Hogan.
No,
we're talking about a guy that looks like the Hulk.
Yeah, he's the Black Hulk. Hulk, if you watch it, Hulk warms up with 405 on the bench. Ain't nothing to joke about. You know, this dude's serious.
That's right. Well, Luke, Professional Wrestling Federation, you're going to be here next week. You got an event out there down here at the Broward College South Campus. Again, that's March 8th at 7 p.m. And you're going to be on that card, 7200 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines. And you will also be part of CWF Maximum Force, which that will be taking place in May down here in Miami, Florida. Now, you will be competing in the CWF Championship versus Matt Cross. How do you see this match, man? How do you see this happening?
Matt Cross is a good athlete. I'll give him that. But, I mean, he's no Luke Hawks, let's be honest here. You know, I'm a killer. He's a high flyer. I'm a killer. So I'm going there to dominate like I always do. And, I'm looking forward to that match. I'm also looking forward to the PWF next week with I'm wrestling Bordell Walker. And Bordell Walker has been, known for kicking some ass on the indie scene. I mean, he's the guy who beat Rip Steiner up, back in the day. So Bordell Walker's no joke. So I'm looking forward to wrestling Bordell. And we'll get to Matt Cross when I get to him. I got a lot to do before then. I'm about to head back over to England. I'm wrestling French McDevitt from New Japan. So I'm looking forward to that. That's another good match coming up. So I got a lot of stuff in the works that's lined up just to knock out every week. I mean, I have no weekends off, Every weekend I'm out somewhere, I'm traveling. And a lot of big matches coming up in the next few months. Not only that, but we also have Wildcat. I got the Wildcat thing going. We got this. We're training our asses off over here. We're pumping up shows. We're leading up to WrestleMania coming up. We got, we're going to be working with Ring of Honor. We're going to be working with Dragon Gate and really, really exclusively with WrestleCon. So we'll be doing a Wildcat show during the day at WrestleCon. We'll also be on the main show. They just announced a big six-man match for that. It's going to be me, Cassie Raleigh, and Hurricane Helms versus Adam Pearce, Steve Corino, and Matt Stryker. So that's going to be a really good match,
Well, great. You just answered my question because I was definitely going to ask you with Wildcat and what they are going to do during the whole WrestleMania weekend.
Man.
So you're definitely got a lot of events happening.
Yeah, and then like I said, we're going to have some guys on the Dragon Gate show. We'll have some guys working Ring of Honor. I'll also be working Ring of Honor that week, and I'll be working Ring of Honor. It's Friday night show and their Saturday day show, and then I'll be heading right back over to WrestleCon to do their event. So, man, it's going to be so busy that week. It's going to be crazy for us. And not to mention, we'll also have guys working with WWE that week because we'll have guys booked for Mania. We'll have guys booked for Raw. We'll have guys booked for SmackDown. So it's just going to be one of those times where it's just, you're just going on no sleep. You're going to show to show to show. And, that's a good problem to have, though. We're working, baby.
And now, will you be attending WrestleMania?
I will be attending WrestleMania, not as a ticket holder, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that, Luke. Now, in that CWF event, Matt Hardy will be in there. We all know the feud that you have with him. You've called him out several times. What's your comment on that being Matt Hardy is going to be? Have you guys teased it? Are you guys all right? I mean, can you both of you guys be in the same venue? You'll be okay?
I wouldn't say we pieced it, but, I don't have a problem. I don't ever have a problem with being on a show with somebody that I don't like. And like I tell people before, when they ask me, oh, is wrestling fake? Do you really like this guy? Or, blah, blah, blah. That's a common problem, common question I get asked. And I say, I tell you like this. Do you like everybody you work with? Do you like everybody you go to school with? Do you get along with everybody on your sports team or whatever, whatever sport you play? And I always hear the same thing. Hell no. I can't stand this guy, or I can't stand this girl. This girl sits next to me and I hate it, So I said, well, it's the same thing with wrestling, except, I'm not going to go pick a fight with this guy. But at the same time, if they want to book him, that's on them. So, I'm not wrestling them. So as far as I'm concerned, he ain't my concern on that show. If they book me against them somewhere else or another federation books me or they want to bring it back with me and Matt Hardy, then I'll focus my focus to him. Right now I'm focused on whoever's in front of me. When on that show, it's going to be Matt Cross.
C.T. Fletcher video, you called out Hardy, and then at the end, you even said Brock Lesnar. You called
I said
Brock
anybody
Lesnar in that video.
Anybody. Yeah,
you
I mean anybody. Anybody steps up, you know, like I always say, line them up, I'll knock them down. I ain't afraid of nobody. I ain't scared of nobody. If somebody's going to whoop my ass, they're going to have to whoop my ass. Plain and simple. You know, I'm the best doing it in the game right now. You know, I'm the hottest guy on the indies. I had the biggest feud last year. I won the Shamrock Cup. I was the king of the indies of 2013. So, I mean, hell, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if somebody's got an issue with me or they want to prove me wrong, you know, they can step up. It doesn't matter who it is. That's my motto.
And Luke, you definitely wrestled several places. Like you said, you were in Mexico, you're heading out to England. Is there a specific state, is there a specific location that you always enjoy wrestling in?
Ah, man, I like going pretty much everywhere. I'm always at home when I'm in SoCal. I'm always at home, excuse me, I'm always at home when I'm in Philadelphia. And then, of course, my home in New Orleans. Nothing beats a hometown crowd. You know, when I come out and I do my thing at home in New Orleans, it's crazy. Every show we do as a Wildcat, I mean, a bad show, we have 400 people. You know, a good show, we have 1,000 people. So, you know, there's no rhyme or reason. Sometimes we run Friday night. Sometimes we run Thursday night. Sometimes we run Saturdays or Sunday. We just did our first Sunday this week, and we drew over 500 people. So, you know, it's always good to be home at the same time, but that's always hectic too because I'm the one in charge of putting everything together on the show, you know. So I like to go to a show where I can just wrestle and focus on my wrestling and focus on everything else. Where when I'm at home and I'm, you know, it's a Wildcat show, I'm the guy who has to make sure the building's ready, has to make sure the music's there, has to, you know, I got to do all the little things that come with along with just wrestling on the show. But I love being in Philadelphia, man. There's nothing like the fans in Philadelphia. You know, love them or hate them, and I always said that. They can love me, they can hate me, and this goes for anywhere. As long as they're paying their money and they're excited to see me or they you know, they don't want to see me because I'm doing my job making them hate me, then, you know, if they go home at the end of the night and they're happy with the show, then my job's done and I'm a happy camper. Now, I'm blessed to be a professional wrestler and make my living doing this, you know, so that's enough for me.
Luke, I want to thank you very much, man, for coming on board and looking forward to meeting you here in South Florida, especially during the big CWF event. Anything else you'd like to add, man?
Nah, man. You can follow me on Wildcat Sports on YouTube. Check us out, the Wildcat Sports, and that's WILDKAT, Wildcat with a K. Also follow us on Twitter at Wildcat Sports or Luke Hawks 504 on Twitter. Check out our website, wildcatsports.com, and I say add me on Facebook, but my Facebook's maxed out, but they can still follow me there, and, you know, I always post my videos, I always post the Wildcat stuff, and I always post what I'm doing, so I also got Instagram, just started. I swore I wouldn't get on Instagram, but actually my kid and a couple other people were like, man, you're missing out, you got to get on some more promotion, so I just started an Instagram page, and that's Luke Hawks 504 as well.
And where do you get those huge effing arms shirt, man? I love them.
Oh, yeah, man. If you're interested in huge effing arm shirts, I sell them online. You can email us at wildcatsports.com. That's, again, cat with a K, all one word, wildcatsports.com. I mean, wildcatsports@gmail.com, excuse me. Too many concussions, man. Hit my head too many times. But, yeah, wildcatsports@gmail.com. They're $20 plus $5 shipping, and I send them out 2 to 3 days shipping. So if you order today, I would send it out Thursday morning, and you would get it Monday. So.
Sweet. There you go. Yeah, I'm totally rocking it. Luke, thanks so very much, man. Good luck on this upcoming match. You got on March 1st, and we look forward to seeing you here in person in South Florida.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure. All right, there you heard it, folks. Thank you. Luke Hawks, the hottest indie star right now, making headlines as well. You just heard it, Joe. He'll be in action during the whole WrestleMania weekend. He'll be down here in South Florida in May next week. Several stops during his time. And the guy, if you guys have never seen him in action, please go on YouTube. You can check him out too. Luke Hawks, H-A-W-X. You can see this guy in action. Great wrestler, man. Really big dude. And you also have to see that C.T. Fletcher. Have you seen C.T. Fletcher, Joe?
No, I haven't.
Man, go on YouTube as soon as you're done after the video, after the show. C.T. Fletcher, you will thank me later.
Speaking about
viewing things, we have to talk about the WWE Network.
Yes, we do.
I am addicted, like I am addicted to coffee. I look at this thing all the time. I mean, they have everything. I mean, they literally have everything that you want to see from top to bottom. Of course, give these guys credit. They have hours and hours of library of programs. But for the most part, they had enough. You know, it's obviously impossible for you to see everything they got out there in a day. But, man, the whole streaming thing is great, which is one thing that I wish that the UFC Fight Pass would do, because as it is right now, UFC Fight Pass doesn't have that. They just basically have on-demand. You can see the live fights when they happen. But the WWE has literally live streaming. So if you were to go right now, for example, I think what they have right now is WrestleMania Rewind or something like that. I'm not really sure. I have it on right now. But, sorry, WWE Countdown. There you go. That is what's coming up next.
Okay.
So it's literally like a show. You know, it's an actual channel that you can stream, and then you have all the rest of the stuff, which are the pay-per-views, the Monday Night Raws, all that other stuff. Listen, if you are a professional wrestling fan, you're in heaven right now. I mean, you just can't. I'm in awe right now. I am in awe. Like, I love this
thing.
And for
the price. And for the price, you can't beat that.
No, you can't. And, you know, someone pointed out to me that they're hoping that they don't change the price. And me too. I'm hoping they stick to the $9.99. Now, they haven't really released a number as far as how many people have signed up. But there was an article earlier this morning on Lords of Pain that stated that they estimate maybe about 500,000 people signed up yesterday, roughly. Again, that's just an estimate. They need about a million subscribers. Check this out. They need about a million subscribers to break even.
Wow.
So, and I'm pretty sure they'll get there. You know,
yeah.
In a day to get close to 500,000 subscribers, that in itself is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You know, and if you are getting all these pay-per-views, I mean, the one pay-per-view or two pay-per-views will be the same value of the WWE Network in a year. You know, you'll get the entire year the same value of maybe two pay-per-views.
$120. Yeah,
so again, I'm hoping that they stick to the price. I hope they don't change it, because that would be great. They don't have any commercials right now, so the commercials that they have are just fully WWE. Maybe with time, I guess they will start adding commercials. I mean, they have Mattel. They did have a commercial of Mattel, but it was somewhat related to pro wrestling, of course. But this is just some of the things that you see on the WWE Network. It's a lot of fun, man. It really truly is. And if you are a wrestling fan, you got to see this thing. It's absolutely awesome. And now we're getting ready for WrestleMania 30.
Oh, wow.
Daniel Bryan versus Triple H. Daniel Bryan calling out Triple H. Triple H hasn't accepted, but it seems that that's the match that's going to happen. Randy Orton versus Batista for the title. John Cena versus Bray Wyatt, which, in my opinion, is going to probably... It might possibly steal the show. If it doesn't, then obviously Brock and Undertaker will. But Bray Wyatt is just a beast. And to go up against Cena, trust me, you won't be disappointed at the end of the day.
You know what? In WrestleMania, with the Undertaker, any match with the Undertaker, it's by itself. Now, with the matches... The other matches, they can also have their good matches, but I prefer, you know, like how you said, you know, that one doesn't shine more than the other. I think each match will do itself.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Well, before we get ready for WrestleMania, this month we are going to give you headline wrestlers. We're not going to reveal them yet, but during the week, during next week, during the entire month, we will be welcoming guys and girls that you will, I mean, you just want to hear from them. And we want all our listeners to interact with us. And if they have a question for our guest, then please feel free to write it. We will ask them for you, or you can feel free to call in. Always 714-868-0222. But the action starts down here in South Florida on March 9th with TNA Live when they visit Bank United Center. and we might have some details. Stay tuned to our social media accounts. I can't emphasize, Roman Show Live on Facebook. Just look it up, Roman Show Live. Roman Show Media. Like the fan page. Also, subscribe to our YouTube account, youtube.com/rroman0201, and follow us on Twitter, at The Roman Show. Follow me, at RomanDH, or Joe, at Joe the Reporter. But follow us, subscribe, and like, because we have some great news involving TNA Lockdown that, well, will save you some cash. I'm going to leave it at that. So make sure you tune in. We'll have some information for you soon. The World Series, the Fighting Posters, we're going to be shipping them out this week. So those two folks, Tanner and Jerome, stay tuned for the information. But lots of stuff coming up here on The Roman Show. Very happy that all of you are tuned in to us. Joe, before we wrap this up, man, you want to add something?
No, I just hope, you know, with the whole WWE Network, it goes run smoothly. Now let me ask you, have you had any problems with streaming?
You know, in the beginning I did. It was kind of hard to sign up in the beginning, but of course you could expect that because everyone was trying to get on the darn thing.
At 9 o'clock in the morning.
Some of the videos, they're slow. But for the most part, everything is good. You know, everything is good. You can't complain. And, you know, just right now, you know, they're showing Hulk Hogan right now in the WWE countdown. So,
you know, this might be...
I'm excited.
I think in this case, people who have, you know, kind of low internet speed should upgrade to a higher internet speed so they can watch the WWE Network flawless.
Oh, yeah, big time. They got to definitely upgrade ASAP if they want to get a full screen. And let me tell you, the streaming is good. Good quality is HD. Yeah, I mean, you're in heaven, man. I feel like a kid at a candy store, I'll be honest with you.
You've been sending me pictures of the WWE Network, and I'm loving it.
I know, man. It's awesome. Guys, thanks so very much. Make sure you tune in next Wednesday, 9 p.m. We will reveal our guest. Stay tuned. But remember, as Trevin mentioned, we will be giving away a free Shine calendar for all you gentlemen. You want this. Good night.
What's up? This your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Aroma. If you keep your eyes upon that, man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Adolfo Roman. This your boy Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.